The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, as we continue to battle COVID, the pandemic has made it painfully obvious that we haven't conquered the threat of infectious diseases. But what can we learn from previous pandemics and the impact they had on economies around the world? Is there any possible silver lining to COVID? Owen McLaughlin, Senior Lecturer in Economics in UCC, has been looking back through time.
It's late 2019, early 2020. And most Western countries are experiencing economic growth. Brexit is the forefront of our minds.
With this mandate and this majority, we will at last be able to do what?
Get Brexit done!
The general election.
I've always said that the election should happen at the best time for the country. Now is that time.
And Liverpool are on track to win the Premier League.
The intensity of football, how do people live football in Liverpool or around Liverpool, all Liverpool fans all over the world.
But before you could chant, you'll never walk alone, COVID-19 hit, and walk alone we did.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer, coming in.
It was an entirely different scene in 1918 as the troops returned home from the trenches of World War I. Another pandemic was spreading, now known as the Spanish flu.
Last night I had a headache and felt cold and shivery. I knew there was a lot of flu about, but instead of going to bed at once and keeping warm, I went out to a party.
The pandemic spread globally because of the war-weakened state of much of the world's population. Entire armies were being demobilized, returning home with the disease.
I'm glad to get back home.
Outbreaks spread along major transportation routes. To make matters worse, there was an absence in transparency and little policy coordination. Wartime media censorship was still in force.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
And governments were preoccupied with planning for peace.
Peace to families. Peace to our country.
It had immediate economic consequences as panic spread surrounding the flu. Large US cities, including New York and Philadelphia, were temporarily shut down as their populations became bedridden.
A famous world traveller with a nose for news comes home to New York from a trip to Europe.
Businesses were closed, sporting events cancelled, and private gatherings, including funerals, banned to stem the spread of the disease. Sounds familiar. It led to labour shortages and wage increases, but also to the increased use of places like workhouses. Economists find it hard to agree in a headline figure for lost output, because the effects of the flu are hard to disentangle from the confounding impact of the First World War. And what about the Black Death of the 1300s, which killed one-third of the population of Europe? Its impact was felt most in agriculture, in an era when 9 out of 10 people earned their living from the soil. It too led to an increase in wages for people and greater freedoms from feudal ties. The living standards of workers improved. For example, we know of a ploughman in Oxfordshire making 2 shillings, or €86 weekly before the plague. But 2 years later, he could demand 10 shillings, or €475. It even led to revolts like the English Peasants' Rebellion in 1381, when feudal lords tried to reimpose previous conditions. But within a couple of centuries, the elite managed to swing things in their own favour again. Although most of these pandemics were a long time ago, there are lessons still to be learned. For instance, the importance of targeted control policies. Even in 1918, the US cities that called for reduced social contacts had lower death rates than those that didn't. Good information is key to disease control, and we can't afford active disinformation campaigns that unnecessarily create panic.
America will prevail over the China virus. As Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That's it.
We've seen through history that pandemics are most acutely felt by the poorest and the most vulnerable in society. So will history repeat itself? Will it be the poorest that will be most impacted? Or do we dare hope that there will be a strong recovery for all? Maybe even greater freedoms. Is that too much to wish for? Maybe we'll be talking about the Brexit pantomime again.
Yes, this does break international law in a very specific and limited way.
Maybe speculate on the next general election date. And maybe even join the crowds watching Newcastle beat Liverpool at Anfield. We can but dream.
Oh yes, we can only dream. An obvious Newcastle United supporter there, Owen McLaughlin of University College Cork.